Best Brain Teaser Puzzles for Adults 2026. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Serious Mechanical Satisfaction splits 5 ways: Disentanglement Hanyama, Sequential Discovery Strabo's Juno, Interlocking Burrs Cubic Dissection Pelican, Packing Puzzles Valkyr Latisek, and Dexterity Mazes Inside 3. Bye bye. Which of those itches you want scratched? Difficulty rating alone is the least reliable number on the box. Look, I'm going to be brutal about this because you deserve better than the usual listicle. Most brain teaser guides are written by people who have never had a puzzle asterisk defeat asterisk them. Spoiler, they're not even the same asterisk hobby. Here's what actually matters: the type of thinking the puzzle demands. Disentanglement is spatial reasoning, pure visual untangling. Sequential discovery is investigative. Each step you solve hands you a physical tool for the next. Burrs are about 3D structure and order of operations. Packing looks trivial until you realize your intuition is actively working asterisk against asterisk you. Dexterity and mazes root the whole problem through your hands instead. Second brutal truth: the difficulty number is marketing fiction. Hanyama rates the cast news a 6-6, Grandmaster. Veteran solvers crack it in 20 minutes and laugh. So I've ranked these by real earned difficulty and more importantly by what the puzzle asterisk returns when you finally see the solution. Every price below is current and verified at a real retailer as of mid-2026. When a maker's run sells out, I tell you that too, because a sold-out puzzle isn't a recommendation, it's a taunt. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support PuzzleWick at no additional cost to you. What actually counts as a brain teaser for an adult? Forget the words brain teaser for a second, it's a toy aisle term that staples together things with nothing in common. The grown-up hobby calls these mechanical puzzles and they split into a handful of honest families. Disentanglement? Separate 2 interlocked metal or wire shapes, then put them back. Hanyama owns this category at the consumer level. Sequential discovery, SD, solving one step physically hands you a tool you need for the next. The genre's holy grail, interlocking slash burr notched pieces lock into a 3D solid. The puzzle is the order you assemble or remove them. Packing fit end pieces into a box, sounds easy, is not, the obvious packing always leaves one piece homeless. Dexterity slash maze, the logic runs partly through your hands. Roll a hidden ball, thread a piece through a tight path. A good adult puzzle has what I call a clean lock, a definite solved state, a definite unsolved state, and a path between them that's non-obvious but once seen feels inevitable. That O, of course, is the entire product. Anything that yields to brute force, random fiddling, or a YouTube spoiler is selling you frustration, not a puzzle. The difficulty number on the box is the least reliable number in this hobby, by the type of thinking, not the digit. One thing the listicles never tell you: this hobby runs an anti-spoiler ethic as strict as any escape room community. Veteran reviewers like Allard Walker and Kevin Sadler will write 3,000 words about a puzzle and never once reveal a move. The discovery is the gift, and ruining it is the cardinal sin. Keep that in mind when you go looking for help. The good sources hint they don't solve. If a page hands you the answer in step-by-step screenshots, you've found a tourist, not a puzzler. Which Hanyama cast metal puzzle is actually worth buying? Hanyama is the entry drug, and that's a compliment. The company has made toys since 1933 and metal puzzles since 1983. But here's the part the box won't tell you. The modern cast line was curated and partly designed by Nob Yoshigahara, arguably the most important puzzle figure of the 20th century. The annual design competition that crowns the world's best puzzles is literally named after him. He personally designed the cast news. The ones worth your money come from real designers. Cast Marble Level 4 was co-designed by Bram Cohen, yes, the man who invented BitTorrent, with Oscar Van Deventer. It's a 4-piece puzzle, 2 halves form a ball, 2 form the cage, and the trick is a left-handed thread on a hermaphroditic screw your hands instinctively twist the wrong way. It's the rare Hanyama that's harder to reassemble than to take apart, exactly the property you want. The cast marble was co-designed by the inventor of BitTorrent, and it twists the wrong way on purpose. Cast News Level 6 Yoshigahara is 2 identical interlocking pieces with an antique compass motif and a satisfying coordinated separation. What to skip? Licensed epi movie tie-ins and anything where reviews say fell apart on its own. A disentanglement puzzle that solves by accident has no clean lock. Buy the designer credit, not the franchise logo. What is a sequential discovery puzzle, and why is it the genre's holy grail? If you learn one term from this guide, learn this one. A sequential discovery puzzle rewards each solve step with a physical tool, a pin, a key, a rod, a magnet that you then use on the next, previously impossible step. It is the closest a single handheld object gets to being an escape room. The undisputed landmark is Will Strabo's revenge lock, Akka, the Wanderer. It looks like an ordinary barn door padlock in a frame. It is not. Here's the lore the listicles miss: Strabo's has no website. A man whose puzzles veterans rank among the best objects in the hobby sells almost entirely through a weekly email list he runs by hand from the Netherlands you ask to be added, and most weeks he sends what's available, his own designs and rare finds alike. One of the best designers alive sells through a weekly email he writes by hand, That's not eccentricity, it's the texture of a hobby still run by craftspeople, not catalogs. Wooden cousins are Junichi Yanonose's Juno SD boxes under the Pluredro label. His sequential discovery bird box looks like a plain six-piece burr and hides tilde 10 hidden steps, solved by gentle operation without bashing or centrifugal force. Juno's runs are tiny and frequently archived, so you buy these when they drop or you buy them secondhand. Are wooden burr and interlocking puzzles still worth it in 2026? Yes, and they're where the hobby's best craftsmanship lives. A burr is a set of notched sticks that interlock into a solid block. The puzzle is the order to take it apart and the much harder problem of putting it back. The classic six-piece burr is the genre's hello world, the interesting ones go far past it, now the part that demystifies the cryptic numbers. Burrs are rated by level notation, and it comes from a real piece of computer science. In the early 1990s, Bill Cutler ran an exhaustive computer analysis of every six-piece burr. Level is the minimum number of moves to remove the first piece, and a string like 8.12 means 8 moves to free the first piece, 1 for the second, 2 for the third. The deepest unique six-piece burr Cutler found tops out around level 10 to 12. A burr's level is real computer science. The minimum moves to free the first piece, so read the move count, ignore the parts count. When Cubic Dissection lists a burr at level 8.12, that first 8 is the whole fight. The maker to know is Cubic Dissection Eric Fuller, who machines designer burrs in exotic hardwoods to furniture tolerance. The European workshop Pelican plays the same game at tighter prices. Honest warning, this corner runs on small batches and a secondary market. A design drops a few dozen to a couple hundred sell out and it lives on the maker's marketplace at a markup. If you fall for one, buy it the week it drops, I'll get it later is how you pay double on a resale listing. Why do six-piece packing puzzles humble Mensa members? This is my favorite cruel joke in the hobby. You hand someone a small wooden box and 6 identical chunky pieces and say, put them in. They smile. 45 minutes later, they are not smiling. Packing puzzles have the widest gap between looks easy and is hard, and the master of the form is Dr. Volker Ladisek. His casino, 6 chips into an open-topped box, didn't just place at the International Puzzle Party. At IPP 2018 in San Diego, it won both the jury's Puzzle of the Year and the Puzzler's Award voted by attendees as the best and most beautiful puzzle of the event. Casino swept IPP 2018, winning one prize is rare. Winning both is the puzzle world equivalent of sweeping the Oscars. The trick is that the obvious flat packing is a deliberate trap. The solution demands an orientation your intuition flatly refuses to consider. What makes these special? There's no mechanism to discover and nothing to disentangle. The entire difficulty is spatial insight and your intuition is the enemy. You cannot fiddle your way in, you have to see the idea. When it clicks, it's the purest. How did I not see that pay off in the genre, which is exactly why packing has the most devoted cult following among serious solvers? This is the heirloom corner and it's worth understanding before you spend. A karakuri box opens through a hidden sequence of sliding wooden panels. The form descends from the Himitsubako, secret boxes of Hakone in Japan's Edoera Mountains, where merchants use trick compartments to hide valuables on dangerous passes. Master artisan Akio Kame revived the dying craft in the early 1980s and founded the Karakuri Creation Group in 2000 to keep it alive. Today it's roughly 10 craftsmen and women plus a handful of friends, including Keijin Sound, the lone non-Japanese maker in the group. Difficulty in these is measured in panel slides, and the new secret box series is the perfect ladder. Box I opens in 6 moves, II in 12, III in 18, IV in 32, and each closes with the same count in reverse. That's your honesty check against any retailer's hand-wavy challenging. Now the insider part, acquisition. As collectors put it bluntly, many will never be made again. That's the real reason secondary market prices on a Cosmo or a sought-after Kame climb. You're not overpaying for wood, you're paying for a thing that was made in a run of dozens by hand once. Where do dexterity and maze puzzles fit, and who actually made the inside 3? Every family above roots the problem through your head. The dexterity and maze family roots it through your hands, and that's a genuinely different muscle worth owning at least one of. The standout at the consumer level is the inside 3 labyrinth cube, a sealed cube hiding a 3D marble maze you cannot see into. Quick correction to credit that floats around the internet, including the maker line on this very pick. The inside 3 is a Ramin Gayark Piat design, 7 hidden maze layers, navigated by feel and sound, and it was not created by Doug Engel. It was invented by the French designer Ramin Gayark Piat and is produced by Doug Factory, Doug being the brand, not a person. Worth knowing, because the attribution error gets copy-pasted everywhere. Here's how it actually works, which most listings botch. The cube is opaque with a small window slot on 2 opposite faces. You drop a steel ball in one window and have to roll it by tilt, feel, and sound through 7 stacked internal maze layers to the exit window. The 2 opposite faces are engraved with the 7 2D maps, 1 per layer as your only guide. There are 12 models spanning a kid-friendly, novice, all the way to an all-black no-map awful-slash-Cthulhu tier where you're navigating purely blind. It's self-contained, basically indestructible, and the best travel puzzle on this list. The honest catch, once you've memorized a path, it's far less replayable than a resettable metal or wood puzzle, so dial the difficulty up, because an easy one is a one-evening object. Money maps cleanly onto this hobby once you know what each tier buys. Mass-produced, pocket-sized, genuinely good. Exotic wood, machined metal, designer credits, display objects that happen to be puzzles. Carpet bomb the cheap tier and you end up with a drawer of solved trinkets, save for one cubic dissection burr and you remember it. And here's the resale truth, almost no gift guide mentions, the heirloom tier is the only tier that holds value. Limited stray bows, cubic dissection, and karakuri pieces hold or gain because the runs are tiny and demand outlives supply. The community's recurring lament is never I overspent on the nice one, it's I waited and the run sold out. Hesitation is the expensive mistake in this hobby. Final verdict. If you're new, buy a Hanyama cast marble, lose an evening, and find out whether you're a puzzle person. Ignore the difficulty digits, buy the type of thinking you enjoy, and when a small run wood or metal piece you love drops, buy it that week. Hesitation, not overspending, is the real mistake in this hobby. Frequently asked questions. What is the single best brain teaser puzzle for an adult? The best depends on which type of thinking you enjoy, spatial disentanglement packing, investigative sequential discovery, or structural burrs. What is a sequential discovery puzzle? It's a puzzle where solving one step physically gives you a tool, a pin, key, or rod that you need for the next, previously impossible step. It's the closest a handheld object gets to an escape room. Will Strabo's Revenge Lock and Junichi Yanano's Juno Wooden Boxes are the genre's landmarks. Are Hanyama difficulty ratings 1 to 6 accurate? Only loosely, the 1 to 6 scale is a rough genre signal, not a calibrated measure. The cast news is rated 6-6 Grandmaster, yet many experienced solvers crack it in about 20 minutes, while a 6-piece Volker Latisek packing puzzle with no rating at all can defeat people for an hour. Buy by puzzle type and designer pedigree, not the number on the box. How much should I spend on my first brain teaser puzzle? That tier is genuinely good and tells you whether the hobby fits you. Why are wooden puzzles from makers like Cubic Dissection so expensive and hard to find? They're machined from exotic hardwoods to furniture-grade tolerance in small batches, often only a few dozen to a couple hundred copies per design. When a run sells out, it moves to a secondary marketplace at a markup. The price reflects materials and precision craftsmanship, and the scarcity is by design. If you want a specific design, buy it the week it's released. What's the hardest type of brain teaser puzzle? It depends on your brain, but the two families that most reliably defeat smart people are sequential discovery puzzles, because the difficulty is hidden inside and unfolds over many steps, and Volker Latisek-style packing puzzles, because the solution requires a spatial insight your intuition actively resists. Difficulty in burrs comes from internal voids and first piece removal moves, not piece count. Are these puzzles good gifts for someone who isn't a puzzle person? Yes, if you match the type to the person. Give a tactile fidgety person a Hanyama cast marble or an Inside 3 maze, give a tinkerer or escape room fan a sequential discovery puzzle, give someone who loves beautiful objects a karakuri Japanese box. Can I reassemble these puzzles or are they one and done? Most metal and wooden mechanical puzzles are fully resettable. Reassembly is usually the harder half and the main reason to own them. The exception is dexterity maze cubes like Inside 3, which are less replayable once you've memorized the path. For burrs and disentanglement puzzles, always photograph the solved state before disassembly so reassembly stays a puzzle, not a guessing game. Which brain teaser puzzles hold their value over time? Small runs plus lasting demand mean they hold or gain value on the secondary market.